Calling 911 when in an accident may just not be enough. Car accident, remember. After 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-PAIN is a legal and medical referral service. Non-employee spokesperson.
Soy la bestia, Brian London, ¿qué pasa? Why am I, like, I'm going to sit here and pretend that I can, you know, speak the Spanish. I mean, hablo poquito español. Speak a little Spanish, but not well. I mean, I should... I mean, for God's sakes, my parents paid $7 billion for me to go to a private high school where I took, like, intensive Spanish, and then I moved down here, and one would think, at one point in time when I was a freshman in college, those of you old school Miami people will remember across from the U, there used to be a Velvet Cream Donuts. Yeah, don't mind if I did spend half my life there before it was closed. There was also one on A Street, I believe. And we would go there to study. Fat guy goes to the donut shop to study. Surprising. They had such good donuts. I mean, that was like homemade. Oh. Anyways. What has happened to the mom and pop donut shop, by the way? I mean, I know there's Moho Donuts. There's a lot of, like, boutique donut shops. But I'm just talking, like, your regular old-school mom-and-pop donut shop. Like, they're gone. I could go on a whole tangent on donuts for a second. But I won't. Going back to my UM days. So, I mean, at one point in time, I spoke, like, Spanish well enough to that where when it came to my group of friends, we would go to Velvet Cream to study, and many of the workers there only spoke Spanish, or we would order food or whatever. I was the guy. I knew enough Spanish, like, I could get us by. Whether we were going down to South Beach, and when I was in college, South Beach was just getting going. It wasn't what it is, or even was. There were still a bunch of old members of the tribe, my peoples, living over in Morton Towers when I got down here. But whenever we went out to the Grove, whatever, I was the translator. I was the guy. I spoke pretty good Spanish. But, you know, it's something like where if you don't do it enough, you lose it. When I lived in Kendall, I could speak the Spanish, right? Moved to Broward, lost it. Gonzo. I mean, now I'm living in Cooper City. I am surrounded by a bunch of white people. Some black people. Couple Hispanics. But they all speak English. Like, there's no reason for me to break out the Spanish. I'd like to. Maybe I'll get one of those Rosetta Stones or something. Or you know what I'll do? I'll just go sit myself down in a Vicky Bakery. For like 12 hours, have like 48 cafe con leches. I can't eat any of the sweet stuff because after the surgery, but I can drink me some cafe con leches. I'll just sit there and just absorb it in. Maybe it'll come back to me.
Or you could fall asleep with a Spanish radio.
I could do that. I could. It's a good idea.
But a friend of mine's mother told me to
you
do
have a
that.
Friend?
I have several friends. What are you talking about?
No, I'm just wondering.
A friend of mine's mother said you should do that to learn Spanish, but I was always afraid that I would wake up and know only Spanish.
Yeah, but that would help you. That would be fun.
Great. Yeah, but no English. I would.
Cool.
It would Spanish.
I mean,
would
you can never
English.
Go anywhere. Yeah, that's fine.
I can never go anywhere.
I should. You know what we should do? Listen, it's big amongst my Jewish people. We go to overnight camp, even though my son's completely afraid, and I need to get him to the point where he wants to go to overnight camp, because that's what we do with our kids. We love them so much that we want to ship them off for 2 months to someplace in another state and go, you know, spend time. Go be a boy. Go be a girl. Go out there. Enjoy life. And we used to pull all sorts of pranks at summer camp. Don't worry, I'll get to the sports at some point. Relax. But at the summer camp, we do all the pranks, right? You put the kid's hand in the warm water. They pee themselves. I mean, all, you know, you do the, I forget what it was called, but you could, when someone was sleeping, you could tuck in their sheets and blanket a certain way so that they couldn't, it was like a straitjacket, they couldn't get out of bed. We would carry people's beds outside into the wilderness while they were sleeping.
You guys were some mischievous little such and suches, weren't you?
Yeah, I mean, but that's what you do when you're 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 13, 14? What the hell?
What was that?
I moved to Bama. I'm from Bama, 13, 14.
You struck out two E's.
I don't know what happened. Need to go protest. Yeah. Anyways.
Don't do
that.
I know.
Give us two hours before you do that. I know. So we used to pull all sorts of pranks. So a great prank I'm thinking nowadays would be every night, right? If you go to summer camp, you get your, you load up some kid's iPod, iTouch, iPhone, Android, whatever, with like the Rosetta Stone of like Swahili. And you just run that every night that kid is asleep. Till by the end of the summer, they're speaking fluent Swahili and have no idea why or how. That'd be a great prank.
Well, you have to get a kid who's a sound sleeper.
Well, I would find it.
Like someone who's like, well, first of all, the vet at overnight camp.
Let me tell you what.
All right.
When you're living in a bunk, right, in a cabin with 9, 10, 11 kids for 8 weeks, by week 2 or 3, like, you got everyone pegged.
Oh, so you can pick out the one that's...
Oh, yeah.
Because
what happens is... Right. So, like, what happens at the overnight, at least at my camp, Camp Kohut, Oxford, Maine, what up?
No one can see you throwing up the horns and nothing else you're doing in there except for me.
Camp Kohut, spelled K-A-M-P, Kohut, K-O-H-U-T, Oxford, Maine, Camp Kohut. I'm a member of the 5-year club, plus I got a jacket and everything. I'm on a plaque.
When did you get the jacket? Can you still wear the jacket?
No,
I'm just saying, did you get the jacket recently? That's what I'm asking.
No. The jacket was given to me in 1991 when I was, 1990 or 1991.
Okay.
In any event.
Sorry, tangent. Go for it.
Where was I? Oh, so, you know, you get to know your surroundings. And at Camco at Oxford, Maine, whatever time wake up was, I forget what time that was, whether it was 7:30, 7, 8 o'clock, I forget what time. It was a half an hour. They give you a half an hour to wake up and be at roll call before you go to breakfast. And you, like, Reveille would play. Like, they literally had a kid on the balcony of, like, the office building, the office, play.
It's time to wake up in the morning.
Sorry, that's my version. And Reveille would, like, wake us up. Now, I had to set an alarm because I wanted to be up. They had a group called the Flippers. The Flippers would wake up 15 minutes before Reveille. They'd put on their bathing suits, run down to the lake, run into the lake, do a flip, and then run back and be back by the time Reveille played. They were called the Flippers. It was like if you were a flipper, like you... You know, you really were gung-ho. I wasn't a flipper. I'm like,
You're weird. That's what you are.
No, I'll take the extra 15 minutes of sleep.
I'm saying, yeah.
There was one day when we had to do the all-camp flip. And so everybody had to wake up 15 minutes before Reveille, put on a bathing suit, go run. Now, in Maine, like, the water is not warm. Like it is down here.
The water's lovely down here.
Up there, the water is freaking freezing, especially first thing in the morning before the sun hits it, right? Especially if it's the early part of the summer.
Okay, I get you that one. Yeah, it's kind of chilly overnight over here, too, yeah.
No, it's chill. In Maine, like at night, it's like 50.
Right, but even here, if you hop in the pool first thing in the morning without the sun hitting it, it is.
No, you know, it's not the same. Like,
I'm not saying it's the same, like, just saying it's
like
similar.
It's like half shrinkage versus major innie. That's the difference.
You didn't have to. You know
I did, though.
Yeah. I got to stop trying to expect you to do better. Anyway.
I can't do better. So at one point we had to do the all camp flip where everybody had to go and run into the freezing cold water and do a flip and then run back and get dressed. And I hated that day, but I did it anyways. Anyways, so the point is, Reveille would wake you up, you'd get up, and then you would know the kids that would, you would by the second or third week, I mean, you would eye the kid that literally would sleep through Reveille, sleep through all the commotion, sleep through alarms, like just sleep. And that kid was getting it done to him in the middle of the night because he wouldn't wake up for anything. He was going to pee himself. He was going to be straitjacketed in his bed. I mean, we were going to put the shaving cream on his hand and then he would hit his nose. I mean, the whole thing. That was the kid. So he would be picked out. He would be the one that we would use the Rosetta Stone on, and he would know Swahili by the end of camp.
Okay. Okay. I can understand that. I've never been to overnight camp. I've never done it. All the summer camps I went to
was... Let's go. We should go. You want to go to overnight camp?
No,
you and me?
No, I'm good. Well, whatever. That's
through the tulips.
Right, but overnight camp now is just a vacation. That's not...
No.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's structured and all that good stuff, but, you know, the whole thing about overnight camp as a kid is you're away from your parents for the first time. I never had that. When I had the summer camp, it was always... At the end of the day, you go back to your
Yeah,
parents.
I mean, that's what my kid does. He does, you know, he goes off to a place, he plays a bunch of sports, does some swimming, comes back home to mommy. Mommy's also a counselor at the camp. He never gets away from mommy, so I'd like to ship him like 1,000 miles away.
Oh, that's horrible. You can't let loose at all.
No, right. I need to ship him 1,500 miles away so that he understands what life is like without mommy.
Will mommy let that happen, though?
I don't know. I
think she'd fight you tooth and nail for that.
She probably would. That's why... Again, we're probably not going to be together long. Anyways, so we have sports to get to. The Dolphins' first preseason game. The Marlins are going to get rid of David Sampson.
First, isn't the second?
Second, sorry. Dolphins had their second preseason game. We saw Jay Cutler for the first time. That's what I'm thinking about. He played a couple series. God, did Sam Young just... He's offsides again. Someone see Sam Young. Is he offsides again?
Get him out of the street. Get him out of the street. He's going to get hit by a car. Get him out
Jesus,
of the street.
Jesus, that guy. I'm not even a Dolphins fan, but, like, I care enough because just for once, I'd like it to be competitive. Like, let's have the Dolphins be contenders. That would be fun around here. And there's Sam Young jumping offsides again. And I love the idea of Jay Cutler because I love his persona. Don't care. Love it. Love that. Wish every player was like that. Would be amazeballs. So we got all that to get to. UM's having a scrimmage right now. We don't have a reporter on the scene because everybody is busy today. But
everyone?
Yeah, like Ernest had to go out of town at the last second. Zach Duarte's got 78 crunch classes that he's teaching.
Right.
Will Althoff is on light today. So we don't have anyone that could go now. Roy, sometimes we send Roy from the Levitard Show to go report. He had something going on with his wife today.
Yeah, they're going through stuff. Nothing bad. It's just next step.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't want to go into it.
They got a kid coming on the way.
I didn't want.
It's out there.
Why'd you pull a Pat Riley?
They talked about it on the Levitard Show.
Why'd you pull a Pat Riley?
They got a little girl on the way.
I'm saying, why you had to pull a Pat Riley?
So, you know, he's not going anywhere on the weekends because, you know, you got to go shop. You got to get cribs. You got to do the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean.
Oh, no, I don't know, but I understand.
I know.
You know.
You might
I know.
Not know that you know, but you know.
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure I
might be a little Antoine out there. Who knows?
I doubt it.
He'd have sexy hair. We'll see what comes out of the scrimmage from UM. If it's interesting, we'll track down a Matt Porter or something like that to come on and recap it for us, even though the media wasn't allowed to watch anything because we're going to be paranoid. We're going to be paranoid college football coaches, just like Jim Harbaugh in Michigan, who refuses to release a freaking roster.
Yeah, let's get into that.
We will. We'll get into a lot of stuff on the other side after this on The Ticket. Saturday, fantasy football players, win your league. Come to the Ticket's third annual Anna John Levine, John Clayton Fantasy Football Camp. It's coming your way a week from today with special guest CBSSports.com's Jamie Eisenbleepenberg. That's right, Saturday night, August 26th, a week from tonight, at Sporting Kings, Gulfstream Park from 6 to 9. It's free. And win some exclusive one-on-one time with John Clayton, Saturday afternoon. Just register now at theticketmiami.com. Anna John Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Sponsored by Palm Beach Harley. They're always the number one draft pick by Ripid Energy Fuel, by Crave Jerky, and by Champion 4x4. For more details on attending for free, go to theticketmiami.com, and we're going to announce, I'll give you a private little hint. After the John Clayton, Jamie Eisenberg event, it'll be almost time for Mayweather-McGregor, and we're going to have a little party over at Gulfstream. We'll let you know where, but the guy that's going to be hosting the party doesn't like to get out often, but he wants to get out for this one. His name is Dan Le Batard. He's hosting a Mayweather-McGregor party for us. Go watch the fight with him.
That's not a hint. That's just revealing it, isn't it?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. No one can hear me, right?
Yes, they can.
No. No one heard that, right?
Yeah, okay.
No one heard that Dan's going to be hosting a Mayweather-McGregor party
on
Saturday
night.
No one's listening. Tell your friends.
Hey, somebody's listening. Don't
tweet that.
Don't put that bad juju
on
the show.
Put it on Facebook. Dan's going to come out of his little hole. Host a party.
You know what, Dan might not, the way you're talking about it right now.
If Dan goes, sometimes Poppy shows up too.
You're kind of ensuring it doesn't
happen.
Absolutely
no chance to God shows up because he probably wouldn't get paid to be there. Mike Ryan will be there. Roy will be there. Chris Cody probably there.
Okay, stop.
Maybe Greg Cody.
Stop whispering. It's not helping.
Billy Gill.
You know it's not, if
definitely
not helping.
Definitely not Allison because she doesn't go anywhere.
It's actually not helping that you're whispering louder than you were before.
No one heard me, though, right?
Yeah, okay.
Dan's hosting a McGregor Mayweather party Saturday night.
You're hard with the cheese and stuff.
Shh, don't tell anyone. Tweet it like crazy. Put it on the Facegram. On the Insta chat. On the Snapper.
Yep, all those apps. Those apps.
There's some new app that we're supposed to be on, like Sriracha, Sriracha, my good friend Justin Samaha. I don't know what it is.
Sriracha? Why would they name an app after
it? I don't know what it is, but someone tell me what it is. Can someone text in and tell me what the hell this new app is that I'm supposed to be on? We got a memo from corporate. Oh, why don't you go secure your handles on the new app that everyone's doing? I don't even know what this is. I don't want any more. Breaking, the Buffalo Bills have worked out tight end Chase Ford today, former Kane. Thought he was going to be the next Jeremy Shockey. Ended up being the next Ivan Mercer.
Who?
Exactly. He wore number 86. He was the tight end going into that season before we knew what Jeremy Shockey was. And then Shockey, Dorsey to Shockey, the drive. It's all history now. All right, let's get into the Dolphins for a moment.
Yep.
Jay Cutler, I thought, looked plenty fine. He had two series. He obviously knows the offense. He looked comfortable. I love the no huddle. I love no huddle in general. That perhaps because I'm a college football fan, and that's often the way offenses are run in college football.
Well, that, and you wear the defense down so quickly, it just... Your offense is just going, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I like it. I like the fast pace. He obviously knows the offense. He's obviously looks like he has found a friend in Devontae Parker. If the offensive line can actually... Now, what we saw on Thursday, as far as the offensive line goes, I mean, that was a ragtag bunch that I don't think will be what starts the season off game one. I mean, there was all sorts of subs playing in that first series.
Yep.
And God, if Sam Young jumps offside again. Did he have the hold too on Jay Ajayi's big play? Because if he had the hold too, I swear. That guy I don't like as it is because he was supposed to go to the U. I remember seeing him in the locker room coming to visit the Canes. He was going to go to the U, and then he didn't. He went to, I don't know where he went, so Notre Dame or something like that. Upset about that. Got away. But I liked what I saw from Jay Cutler. Guy's got a gun, man. He's a slinger. Now, look. Eventually, it's going to happen. He's going to make a mistake.
Well, yeah.
You got to be patient, Dolphins, because the alternative in Matt Moore is it's, listen, it's not close.
It's decent. It's not.
No, it's not close. Jay Cutler's been a good, if not very good, starting quarterback in this league.
Yeah, right.
That's for a long time. Matt Moore has not. So you got to be patient, Dolphins. Jay Cutler is the type of guy. He's the gunslinger. He's going to go out there. He's going to get passes into places you didn't think he could get it in. And then at some point, he's going to make a mistake, and you're going to have to deal with that. Now, the question is, where that comes into play is, do you have a defense that's good enough to handle the quick change, the turnaround, an interception, and make a stop? Because if you have a bad defense, then turnovers really kill you. If you have a decent defense, a good defense, a very good defense, a great defense, then it's then you can deal with it. You can put up with the mistakes. Not put up with it, but at least survive them. But I liked what I saw out of Cutler. And let's just hope that, you know, he gets protected. I have a major announcement. This just came in via text. Let me just check. Major announcement. Leroy Horde has finally been verified. Thank you, Twitter. It's only been 4 years we've been trying. Gosh. Do you know how long we've been trying to get Leroy verified? And Twitter's like, what? Just because he played in the NFL as a Pro Bowler and hosts a radio show every day? I don't know. Meanwhile, I'm verified. Tobin's verified. All the rest of us are verified. Leroy couldn't get verified. But he got verified now. Back to the Dolphins. Am I the only one? Maybe I'm being overly sensitive. But I saw Jay Ajayi start, and I was like, why is he out there? Like, even though it was for one series, like, why? Like, just let's back off on that. I don't know, man. I'm getting really queasy with concussions and whatever. And the last thing I wanted to see was Jay Ajayi get bumped the wrong way. Because one, Tobin would go into the jar and need antidepressants. And two, you just don't want to see, I'm sorry, man. I know it's a brutal game. It's a tough game. It's a rough game. It's a physical game. But these concussions, man, I'm telling you, I'm getting really wary. And there's no reason for Jay Ajayi to get run in that game. Give him another week. There's no reason for him to be in there. No reason whatsoever.
Yeah, running backs really don't need runs.
He knows what he's doing. He can block. He's fine.
You know what? Like you said, give him another week. The dress rehearsal was the game he should have played, not this one. That's one. Number two, Tobin wouldn't go in the jar because he would blame everybody else to keep himself out of it. He blamed Gase. He blamed Cutler.
He would go. O-line. If Jay Ajayi was not active, he would go into the jar. He'd be depressed.
Okay, that. But if he got injured again because he got a run, he would blame everybody else to keep himself out of that jar.
So I saw good things for the Dolphins. Now, obviously, the turnovers, special teams, all of that stuff.
Backups on defense are... Bleh.
I mean, they've got some stuff to work out.
Well, they're backups. They shouldn't be that good, because if they were that good, they would be in the first squad.
By the way, remember we were all upset because of Raekwon McMillan getting hurt on special teams?
Yep.
Did you see what happened to the first-round draft pick in the New England Patriots?
Huh.
He got hurt playing special teams in practice. Tore his ACL, done for the season. So
it's almost like you can get injured anywhere.
Yeah, it's almost like that the injury thing can happen no matter what. Listen, DJ Romberg, well, not Romberg, maybe long snapper, but DJ and Leroy will tell you, when you're a rookie and you're in the NFL, just due to numbers, you're playing special teams. And That's an aspect of the game that they have to practice. They can't not practice it. So you could easily, you can get hurt in special teams. You can get hurt playing middle linebacker. You can get hurt, you know, breathing the wrong way. What is, Duarte, what are you talking about? Did I call McMillan the first round pick? Did I say that? I thought I just said rookie.
I think you said rookie. You were talking about the Patriots first round pick.
Oh, is the yes. Duarte, you're right. He is the third round pick, not the first round pick. Relax there, Chopper. Go back to pumping whatever it is.
If
you
you're
pump in your
hold
body.
On, wait. If you're listening, why don't you at the dumb way?
He's got clients at 1 o'clock.
I know. I'm just razzing him.
Whatever.
Since he's listening to us while he's doing whatever he's doing. Hey, Zach.
Nothing more annoying than people texting in on my cell phone during the show. I'm trying to do a show.
Well, they know you're gonna look at your they know you're gonna look at your cell phone.
I know, but I was hoping it'd be a hot blonde. It's not, Zach.
Why would a hot blonde have your number?
None. Amber. She what? Wouldn't text me though.
She wouldn't text you.
She's in France.
Yeah. With the person she would be texting.
Correct.
Whatever you want the hot blonde to text you.
Right. And to be honest with you, this is gonna sound really odd.
Uh oh. Don't do it.
I'm not that into hot blondes.
Goodness gracious.
Like, I'm more of a...
I'm just saying, think it through. Whatever you're going to say, think it through.
I'm more of a brunette person.
You do not want to do what you did a couple weeks ago again.
But I'm more of a brunette person. My wife's a brunette. I'm more of a brunette person.
Yes. So why did you go with hot blonde? Are you just stereotypical at that
point?
Yeah.
I just threw that out there. But I'm really not... That's not my style, really. It's not my...
Yeah, hot blonde is... Sounds,
I mean, it's...
Hot blonde comes off the... Rolls off the tongue.
Like,
the
I'm not into the Barbie-looking... female for some reason. Now, if there's a blonde that
Barbie's not even a Barbie looking female.
No, but like if there's a blonde that isn't what's the best way to put this?
Please think carefully. Word it as carefully.
Like a blonde shapely female.
Okay, there you go.
Like, that might be enticing, but still brunettes.
But that's more has to do with the curves than the actual hair.
Right. But I'm just not into blondes. Like, like a dirty blonde? Totally into. Like an Adele situation or like...
More natural blonde where...
No, like, I can't deal with like a bleach blonde. That
yeah, that's
situation.
Something
like,
yeah,
no.
I said natural blonde.
Like, you could take that out of here. But like, if you're a dirty blonde...
Which is like natural blonde, basically.
Well, a little bit darker than that. Then, okay.
That's almost brunette at that point.
Well, it's not really brunette. It's more of a dirty blonde. Then, okay, like, I can... I'll take a look at that, but...
That sounds like you're trying to have your cake
eaten. But, like,
eat
if you're
too.
If you're a bleach blonde or, like, some, you know, model-esque blonde, like, you could walk right by and... It's not that I wouldn't notice you. I would just be like, not my thing. Like, I'm not going to mention names because I really don't want to get in trouble, but... There's a very tall, beautiful-looking blonde woman that works in sales for the other stations. And a lot of the guys around here oogle at her, thinks that she's, you know, whatever. And I think she's beautiful, whatever. But it's not my thing. It's just,
Have I seen her?
I'm sure you have.
Did she go to the game on Wednesday?
No, she didn't go to the game.
I don't know what you're talking about, then.
I mean, I'll pull up pictures if you need me to. It's just not my thing. I'm more of a brunette person. Now, where it gets interesting is red hair, like the ginger situation. I don't know about that. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
Red hair is,
I don't know if I like freckles.
I wouldn't say aversion, but... I did like Jessica Rabbit as a kid, though, so...
Ooh, well, that's different. I mean, if you're like that kind of redhead with curves and also a rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit wasn't a rabbit. Have you seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes, I've seen it 400 times. I know what she was. She was a cartoon, though.
I know, but I'm just saying the way you said she's not a rabbit, I was like, what would you? Never mind. Not necessarily because she's a cartoon, just because that's most kids that age. That's their first exposure to.
Zach Duarte says redheads. Thumbs up. Although his girlfriend, I don't think, is a redhead.
Dude, does he not? He has nothing to do right now. He's waiting for his client.
Yeah. Now, black hair, that's good stuff.
That's just brunette, isn't it?
No, brunette's brown, I think.
Right, but we don't actually
see. Now, this comes in, this is good. Beast, Khaleesi doesn't do it for you. I don't know if you watch Game of Thrones, but the
Queen. I don't, but I know who Khaleesi is.
The Queen of Dragons, she's an extra special. She definitely does it for me, but I don't think she's a natural blonde. I think her hair is colored partially. I don't know that for a fact. But now, if you are not a natural blonde and you go blonde, I can picture you with a different color hair and make it okay. And I think that's what I do with her. So yes, Khaleesi does.
You really don't have to. You can just pull up one of her other plus, projects. And
any woman that can control dragons has got to be crazy in the sack. And that's enticing.
Well, that, and if you get with her, now you have dragons at your beck and call.
Yeah, but also then you have the threat of, like, if you make the wrong move, you know, you have a dragon burning your ass.
That's why we play the game, baby.
It's like Russian roulette.
Well, yeah, if you make the wrong move.
Like,
so you just have to think before you act any good time.
One tooth mark somewhere and dragon's going to burn you up.
All right, well, just be careful.
Khaleesi is hot, though. Khaleesi is definitely hot.
Just be careful.
But I don't know if she's a natural blonde. Someone, let me know whether
the actress,
the Queen of Dragons,
the actress or the
no, the actress, not the damn character.
You can't refer
shut to, up.
That's Khaleesi instead of her name.
It's a wig. What does she look like in real life? I'm gonna goggle her during the break. Back after this on The Ticket. Here on a Saturday. What's going on, everybody? Happy seeing that there's some good peaceful rallies going on in my hometown of Beantown. So, Dan Le Batard came thundering in with a big tweet the other night saying that he had learned that the new Marlins ownership would not retain David Sampson, that he would be out of a job. Don't know about Michael Hill. I didn't read anything, but maybe that story's out there, but he needs to go too. They just need to start over. Now, that was very loud and annoying, but that's because it was me.
It's also appropriate.
True. But here's my question is, how much faith, listen, nothing is going to deny the fact that Derek Jeter is one of the best baseball players of our generation, one of the greatest to play the game, but that doesn't always translate. Just because you're a great player doesn't always mean you're a great talent evaluator, general manager,
coach, anything like that. Most of the great players who become anything but a great player don't really succeed at the other parts of their sport.
I mean, there's plus, like, we've seen the Isaiah Thomases. That hasn't worked out several times in several places.
But I'm saying, like Magic Johnson hasn't worked out as a coach. Jordan hasn't worked out as a...
Well, he's an owner now.
Well, no, that's different.
Larry Bird had a pretty good run.
Yeah, but he's a rarity, isn't he? Can you think of anybody else who succeeded after, who was a great in their sport and succeeded at the exact same?
Great in their sport and succeeded after. I'm trying to think of great.
Elway, sorry.
Elway is certainly one of them. I'll marinate on it for a few, or you can marinate while I talk.
Throw it
out to the textures. Examples of great, great players, Hall of Fame players who've succeeded after playing in another role.
In the same sport.
Yeah, in the same sport. As opposed to, like, what? Like Elway coaching hockey?
I'm just saying, you gotta be specific, because if he moves to another sport, it's like if Jordan was good at baseball too, it'd be like, well, that's.
Can you stop talking now? You just mentioned Jordan baseball. We can't go there. Because then I'll go off on a tangent on how he was really playing baseball because he was gambling and there was a whole thing, and that would take the show in a whole nother direction. Jerry West gets brought up. I mean, he's the logo. Mario Lemieux has been good in management. Steve Kerr, obviously. But Steve Kerr's not a Hall of Fame player. He was a good player. He was a clutch player, key player, but not a Hall of Fame player. Same thing with Danny Ainge. Right? Integral to the Celtics, but not Larry Bird or Kevin McHale or Magic Johnson. Kevin McHale, borderline. In any event, what this comes down to is, so now we're going to put our faith, Sherman, the rest of this group, is putting their faith in Derek Jeter to run baseball operations, run this franchise. And I'm not saying he can't do it. I'm just saying, what proof do we have that he can? Now, obviously, everyone wants Sampson and Hill and that whole thing gone. And everyone is happy for a fresh start. They need to rebuild their farm system. There's just nothing down there. I'm wondering, you hope that Derek Jeter makes Zidane in soccer is a good one, by the way. It's in soccer, it happens. You just wonder what Derek Jeter will be like in the front office. Because, again, it doesn't always translate. Question comes in on the Coral Springs Automall text line. Marlins are now just 7 games behind, 2 under, if 4 game, 2 under. If four games behind before August 31st, we become buyers before midnight 31st. If there's a deal to be had, I think they make it. I don't know if they can really make a true run, but if Stanton can somehow keep up this offense, although he didn't hit a dong last night, or the night before, day before, maybe, possibly. Bill Parcells was a Hall of Fame football player. No, sir, you don't get the show. Someone says, Beast, the bar is set so low it's almost impossible for Jeter not to succeed. Okay, well, I guess everything is relative. This Rudy Tomjanovich for the Rockets, good player, great coach. Now, Riles didn't have a Hall of Fame playing career by any stretch of the imagination. Much better once he left the game as a player. Phil Jackson, pretty good player for the Knicks. Obviously, great coach. Not so good in the front office. Okay. Trying to think of who else is out there. If you have any other suggestions from any other sports, feel free. I'm guessing there's got to be baseball managers. Like Nolan Ryan has been in management. He was a great pitcher, Hall of Famer, obviously. Trying to think of who else. I think baseball managers, there's been a bunch. George Brett, yes, good one. Thank you, sir. Pintar not included. I just wonder how much faith we have in Derek Jeter to run baseball operations. That's all I want to know. Let's chime in on the text line, 67974, Coral Springs Automall Honda text line. We have the second hour coming up on the way. Antoine, I hate to do it to you, but I think we're going to open the phones. 786-360-790. We open the phones. We'll see if we find any news from the Kane scrimmage. Ditka's a good one. Ditka, obviously a great tight end in the NFL and became a great coach. Frank Robinson is a good one. Dusty Baker is a good one. You guys are coming strong.
But I mean, like Herm Edwards. Herm Edwards was a decent player in the NFL, and you know. Yeah. Just, I mean, it's, I think if we really did a deep dive into this, you would find more often than not, the great players don't make great front office people. But I don't want to sit here and bore you with that. Someone says Mattingly. Book's still out. Is he really a great manager? I would say no. I'd say he's decent. But the book's still open on that one. All right, we'll take a break. We will get back into some football. This Le'Veon Bell situation. You see this? See what happened to Le'Veon Bell? He is all in on himself. Tell you all about it after this in the ticket.